Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Faith in Action. And again, we are thankful to all of you who have subscribed and followed our podcast through your favorite podcast platform. If you haven't done so, be sure you do. That way you will not miss when we upload a new episode. Also, follow us on social media. We are on Instagram and Facebook, and we are on those platforms for the time being. We don't know if we're going to increase with that, but we'll at least stick with those two for the time being. So follow us there, Faith in Action Podcast. Links can also be found at fiapodcast.org. And as we continue to talk about getting involved, and last week we discussed on how to get in the mindset of conducting a Bible study with someone. And we're going to do this week, we're going to talk about some tips on how to start a Bible study. And this is not a comprehensive list, and this is more of an overview of some things to help you get started. And again, to kind of just help us get in that mindset, we're going to read the scripture that we had used last week, which is 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So when you start to get in the mindset of Bible study, and then you get to the actual Bible study itself, I strongly recommend the first thing you do is go to God in prayer. Matter of fact, you should have said a prayer before you start the study, before you enter that person's house or that person came to you or wherever y'all are meeting at. You know, be sure to pray to God for success, for understanding. And when I say success, this doesn't mean that you're going to have one study and this person is ready to come to Christ. This is not what I'm getting at. But success as in helping to ensure that you understand the material enough to be able to teach this person, and that you are able to glean, to impress knowledge on them, God's knowledge on them, and also realize that they might have information that you can use and information that's beneficial for you. So be open-minded to receive what they tell you. This stuff to pray about in prayer, and you can add anything to the prayer just about, but prayer gives you a peace of mind of going into the study. And then when you start the study, you are essentially telling this person, I am inviting God into this study, that this is his word we are studying. And so let us have him here with us. And so you start the prayer, you do the prayer, then you start to realize, okay, what do I do next? Well, first things first. And this is not talked about as much, but I want to talk about it now because I think it's very needed. Find out the other person's knowledge of God and Scripture. This is very important to me because I found, especially with myself and when I started doing Bible studies a long time ago, when I first started preaching, I had this habit of going through everything without asking them, what do they know? And just ask them, what is your general understanding of Scripture? What's your general understanding of God and of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit? Just find out what they know, because there might be things that you might plan to have talked with them that they may already have a good knowledge on. So you might be like, okay, don't need to talk about this. Maybe just need to shift over to that. So find out what they know. Find out what they know and start from there. And when you find out what that person knows, then you can discuss any common ground. That's the third point. Discuss any common ground you have. Common ground is a very important thing, because if the person you're talking to feels like that you are in agreement with something, then that makes them more compelled to listen to you. Now, there are going to be some times you may not find any common ground whatsoever. It's going to happen. It's happened with me on a number of occasions. And so I understand that's not always possible. But one thing you can do is, if you find any common ground, start there. You know, that person might say, well, I do believe in God, and I believe that God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. That's a great common ground, because you as a Christian believe that. And you could discuss that and talk about how that makes them feel. How does it make you feel? Look at scriptures that go in depth and make us realize just the gravity of what Jesus had done for us. And that's a great way to get started, or at least to do at the beginning of your study. And this, most likely, you're going to have multiple studies with a person. A lot of times, too, I think why many Christians are scared to commit to Bible study, personal Bible study, is that it means that it is going to require a commitment. That you're probably, this is not going to be a one and done deal. 90% of the time, there's going to be a follow-up study. And so you have to invest in it. You have to take the time to do it. So discussing any common ground you have is always a great, great thing. And which that ties into point four, you know, depending on their knowledge level is where you start. Give me an example. I have one person who I had studied with, and she had been taught some very interesting things about Genesis. And so we went from there, and we found some common ground on some things that she was taught, but there was other things that I needed to show her in scripture. This is what scripture says. And so depending on the knowledge level, that is where you start at. And the fifth point I want to discuss today, and this is a point we discussed last week, but I'm going to bring it up again this week because I don't think it can be stressed. I don't think it can be stressed too much. If anything, we need a constant reminder of this. Point number five, be respectful. And I'm going to keep bringing that up as much as I can when it comes to this topic. We have to be respectful, because if we are not respectful, then do not expect them to not only listen to us, but not have respect for us as well. I just want to stress that again. Respect is extremely, extremely important. And it saddens me so much because I see people that will get disrespectful. And I understand there are times where you might have something slip out of your mouth because you're frustrated. But I know people that are disrespectful without that. They just have no problem going, boom, hey, I have no problem in saying this whatsoever. And so got to be very, very careful in how we approach people and how we talk to people. This is not to say that you avoid telling them the truth. You know, God's word is going to have people offended at you. And you have to understand that offense is going to happen, but you still have to be respectful. And I believe that's another reason many Christians are concerned about doing personal Bible study, because we, and I say we because I fall in this trap too, I like to have this idea that I want to be liked by everyone. I don't want it just be, you know, like, I want everyone to like me. And that's something that is interesting, because we have to get over that mindset and realize, you know, John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who's the one that sent his son? It's God who sent his son. That's how much he loved the world, that he sent his son for us. And so that means that the only person we should be concerned about pleasing is God. And that can be hard to do, because peer pressure is a big thing. We want to be liked. We want to be seen as someone that's approachable. And expelling, or I don't want to say expelling, but dispelling these those mindsets that people have, and having them realize that God's word is going to step on toes. It's going to cause people to want nothing to do with God. And we've seen this happen. Jesus had followers who were following him, but some of the stuff he was teaching, they just could not comprehend it and could not, you know, digest it. And so they say, you know what, you know, no more. We're not following him no more. Jesus is lost. is he had lost disciples. And so that's a big thing to keep in mind, is that we try to aim to please people, but here's the thing. Pleasing God is the thing that we have to remember, because that is who we serve. So just some tips on how to start, and we will go, not next week, but further in this podcast, we will discuss some more in-depth ways on like what material you can use to actually help you do a personal Bible study. You all have a good rest of your week, rest of the day, and to God be the glory.